It is the riots. Today's podcast features Cuisine de Bolivia.
Yum. Oh, it was delicious. Well, okay, that's a spoiler.
Spoilers.
I know.
Speaking
didn't even
of
mean
Nikki,
to
there's
do that.
One left.
I'm
just going to set it right here.
Why don't we share it later?
Well, the reason we shouldn't share it is because I think I've had three or four of them.
Oh,
so.
I had two. Give it to me.
No, you know what? There were six. So that means, okay. I've had three, and that gives you three. So we're...
The Costa Doubloon, which is a Well, again,
see?
It is
see?
A biscuit, chocolate-covered biscuit with vanilla cream cookie.
Yeah.
So we'll do a riot taste test with that later. But what was her name? She sent it in from, she went on vacation or traveled to Bolivia.
Emma,
and she's a podcast listener.
She is.
So thank you so much for
Emma.
Sending that in. That was so nice of you.
Yeah, so there we have it. Emma, thank you so much for doing that.
And make sure you keep listening to hear what we thought of them.
Yeah, again, spoilers.
Spoilers.
So let's just be careful with that, okay?
Oh, well.
Where were we?
What else is in this podcast?
Oh, yes, the podcast.
Did you put in here about the tapeworm thing?
The
girl who had the tapeworm?
Yes.
Andy from Pennsylvania texted afterwards and said, there's 30 feet of intestine in our bodies.
I think it depends on the person, but you can have more than that.
You can have more than that?
It's a lot. Like,
well, that
it's a lot.
Ties in. You're like, what does that... You'll hear the story.
Yeah, because Nikki was surprised.
I'm not surprised. I'm not accepting it.
Okay, all right.
I don't accept what you said.
If that's how you want to say it, it's fine. Okay, so let's talk about this, Nikki. Botulism cheese.
Yes, is back in on this podcast.
All right. John Wick, virtual reality in which Nikki is very unimpressed. The TV that we need and deserve.
It's just, do you have the room size?
Weird diets in history. Nikki mentioned the tapeworm, our food fight. And then, you know, sometimes you got to say you're sorry to your dad. And it, you'll see.
You'll hear more. But thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast today. As always, if you would like to connect with us, Radio U Riot on Facebook. Or you can always email riot@radiou.com. We love hearing from you.
We
even
do.
If it's just a hello.
Hello.
That's perfectly wonderful.
Anything else?
Have a wonderful day.
All right. It's The Riot.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie. So.
The Riot. Radio U.
I can't believe what I'm listening to.
It is The Riot on Radio U, 877-2-RADIO-U. Many of you have reached out and showed concern over something we talked about 24 hours ago.
And what was that?
Botulism cheese.
Yes, how are you feeling?
Okay, that's a complicated question.
Is there layers to it?
Like, I mean, as far as my, you know, insides, I'm fine. I'm exhausted. I'm so tired. Oh my gosh, but that's not related.
Obi got some bad cheese at the movie theater on Wednesday?
Tuesday. So I was sick all Tuesday night into Wednesday,
yeah.
And I told you guys about it yesterday, and here
we
are.
Right.
We are at cheese plus 36 hours.
He had a double dosing of the cheese for two pretzel helpings.
It was rough, dude. So, yes, I am doing better, but a lot of people wanted to know, like, yeah, but what did you do about it? What did you do? Did you march down there?
Did you call the theater?
I did. Yesterday, I called the theater, and the manager, it took me a good 10 minutes to get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Which right there, I'm just like... Just hang up. Like, why are you...
But you committed to it. Just do it.
Like, you know that they're not going to help you. They're not going to whatever. So I finally get to the guy and I just said, hey, I just want to let you know that I was at your theater last night. And, you know, I got some of your cheese. You guys threw in some free botulism. So I spent the night...
Your dad was sick. Your dad had been with you.
My dad was also sick. And you know what? I said, you know, a lot of my coworkers felt like I should call. And he was just like... Oh, well, I'm really sorry.
And that was it.
And he said, you know, we had, Tuesday's our busiest day. We had several thousand people that came through last night, and we have not received any other phone calls.
Sure.
So, and do you know what that is? That's him saying...
That's deflecting.
It's your problem. What's wrong with you? Like, what's your deal?
So did you feel like it was worth calling, or were you mad that you called afterwards?
No, then I just said to him, I was like, you know, okay. I said, you know, I wouldn't have called, but... I work at a radio station, and I told everybody about what happened last night. And
you did not.
No, I didn't.
He never does that except one time in our past history.
No, and even then, I didn't tell the guy.
Yes, that's right.
But no, I didn't tell them. But I thought about it. I'd be like, and I'll make sure I tell them tomorrow how unconcerned you were about the discussion we're having right now.
Oh, yeah. One time he said about one time he had a bad experience at a restaurant. And
they charged me twice for my meal.
They did, but.
Among other things.
They had him come back in, and man, I think people got fired, and if not, they wanted to kill you.
I don't think anybody got fired, but I will tell you that the entire wait staff had to be there in the morning to meet me.
To like apologize.
And
but that's not going to happen at the movie theater.
I was very sorry that happened.
So that's fine.
I never said anything
just
again.
Take your cheese botulism and just bury it down as like a moment in history.
Well, I mean, in fairness, I probably lost some weight. So, I mean, like that's a good thing,
your
right?
Your face does look slimmer.
Right? Just really,
it really does.
Trimming down.
It is.
You don't have to apologize unless you've done something wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't even think straight right now.
This is the worst of the riot. We're very, very sorry.
Feelings, of course, are mixed over John Wick. It's too violent. It was a boy and his dog. So wherever you fall or somewhere in between, doesn't matter, because whether you like it or not, you're getting a John Wick TV series.
No, wait, okay. A few days ago, you said we're getting a John Wick 3, which we knew if you saw John Wick 2.
You knew they're making that.
But now you're getting a TV series? Is it going to be on
FX? John Wick, the TV series.
What is it going to be on?
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what it's going to be.
Is it a sci-fi?
I'll tell you what it's going to be on for about 3 episodes.
No, well, maybe. Maybe this could work.
So the idea is that, you know, it's of course not going to be about John Wick, but it's going to happen in his world, in his cinematic universe. I don't know if you're familiar with that term, Nikki, but the idea is that it'll be called The Continental.
Which is the hotel.
It's the hotel. And as we learned in John Wick 2, it's a series of hotels. It's a chain.
It is.
And so the
hotel where like it's safe if you're a trained killer.
Yeah, you know, it's...
No business goes on there, or at least it's not supposed to.
Yeah, but everybody breaks the rules all the time.
But you're not allowed to kill anybody there.
But they do anyway.
Well, okay, but...
And you knew they would. As soon as somebody says, if you're watching a movie, and they say, you can't do this here, know that that is the setup for someone immediately doing
going
that.
Going to do that, yes. But it is a series of hotels, you're right. And you go and you get assistance if you're, again, traveling to kill somebody.
Do you need guns? Do you need...
A suit?
Suit that hides the guns. Do you need... I mean, just whatever. So the idea is that...
It's an interesting take on it.
It could be. And it will be about... What I had read made it sound like it would just be about the hotel. So you might have like a couple of people that are like
the staff.
But each episode would revolve around different people who came through the hotel.
See, that could be neat.
I mean, there's an idea there, but.
But who's going to execute that idea?
Well, they're going to execute all kinds of people.
Yes, I tied that in.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Is there any talk on what John Wick TV series, where it's going to go? Or who might be it?
No, there isn't. There's just talk that there's probably going to be one. And that, of course, you know, Keanu Reeves will have like a guest starring appearance.
Well, he's busy. What else did they do with the Bradley Cooper one? What was that where he took the
Limitless pills?
Limitless. The movie. And then they made him an executive producer of the show, which didn't last too long. But
the show lasted a season. I thought that show was actually, for someone who doesn't like very much TV, I really liked that. So, of course, it was canceled. But even with that, I only watched half the season.
Sure.
And I thought it was...
They normally make the star of the movie that they're making the TV show.
In.
They'll give them a credit, and then they'll pop in every so often to kick off the season.
Right. Which, you know, maybe we see some John Wick at the Continental. But remember, Nikki, it would be a prequel.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Oh, you might... You're right. All new characters.
Yeah. A whole new suite of people that all leads to the death of a dog. Eventually.
It's the riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
You know, Nikki, I have a dream of building an arcade in my house.
Ooh, what a dream.
I don't really have that dream. It's just nice to think that I have that dream. And when I see other people that do it, I'm like, that's awesome.
I've always wanted a pinball machine in my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
No, like...
Just in general, like just any pinball, or do you have a particular machine?
Don't hate me for saying this, but I'd probably go by looks and just pick a really cool-looking pinball table.
I don't have a problem with that.
But I don't, like, have a particular character or thing that would want to go with it.
You just think it would be cool to have in the corner.
I think so.
There are a couple of arcade machines that I do think, like, if I was just set loose, just do what you want, dude, I'd totally snag them, put them in the corner. Just because it would be like, hey, what's that? Oh, yeah, it's just one of the many things that I fill my house full of crap. I'll take that one. So, look, yesterday, Microsoft announced that they've got an AI that has shattered the Ms. Pac-Man high score, kind of. Now, originally, people thought that it had beaten the all-time Pac-Man high score, which is currently belonging to Abner Ashman. He has 933,580 points on a Ms. Pac-Man machine in the arcades.
Mm-hmm.
He is, according to Twin Galaxies, the current record holder, all-time Pac-Man whatever. Ms. Pac-Man. Very important.
For Ms. Pac-Man, do the machines all keep track of each other, or is it like they don't know, and this is the top for this machine?
Well, that's what Twin Galaxies does. And so Twin Galaxies keeps track of
all of them?
Mm-hmm. Because otherwise... You know, who knows?
It could be there's a rogue machine somewhere, though, with a higher number.
It could be.
But
it could be.
As far as like what's been tallied and stuff, this is it.
You know, Nikki, it's recorded history versus just history kind of stuff. So they're saying that originally the thought was like, okay, then this thing has played a perfect game in the arcade. No, what it has done is this AI has played a perfect game on the Atari 2600 version of Pac-Man, and a perfect game of Pac-Man on the Atari 2600 is 266,360 points, and it did accomplish this feat. What it has is it basically has the AI, they say 150 agents that are each focused on a specific task in the game, and then those agents are prioritized, and so it... As it's going through, like, I need to eat a pellet. I need to avoid the ghost.
Yeah.
I need to whatever. And there are these kind of rotating priorities as it goes through. And it was able to play a perfect Ms. Pac-Man. That's crazy.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, I've been working on that my whole life. And now
no,
this
you
machine
haven't.
Is,
no, you
I haven't,
haven't.
Actually. But it's just amazing to think the idea of, like, teaching a game or teaching a machine to play a video game and to make all those choices on the fly. Like, go this way, go that way. I should...
Then you'll have two records. You'll have, okay, one record, you know, by AI, and then another record by like a human being.
Yeah, dude. And this thing, I mean, it made a perfect score. Maybe, and I mean, I don't know, Nikki, it's just me, but maybe this is how we should teach cars how to drive. If the AI that's driving my car can play a perfect Ms. Pac-Man.
If it can handle all the changes up that it needs to figure out and do some decision making on its own.
I mean, if it can avoid the ghosts, it can avoid other cars.
Good call on that.
Yeah. You know what? Now
we're farther along than we thought we were on getting a new driving car.
Now I'm totally comfortable with it. Up until this point, I was a little nervous, but now I feel great about it.
We just all have to, if you had a car system that drove itself that way, you would have to get like a little pellet looking thing for your car, and that was like the sensor.
Yeah, that way
so
it knows.
So we all have sensors on our car.
Everybody's got a pellet, but dude, look out for the guy that's got a Pac-Man on his car. A
couple of ghosts come out.
Because then you're really screwed.
My favorite part of the Worst of the Riot, when they shut up and the music starts. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Dude, this is awesome. Like, you got me, guys. You got me. So, opening next month, and just to be clear, it's in Shinjuku, which is in Japan, so we can't go.
But we want to.
We want to.
We do.
They're opening a VR Zone arcade there, and they're getting a bunch of licensed, exclusive arcade games that are going to be in virtual reality. And as someone that has a virtual reality headset at home, there's an element of just being like, you know what, whatever, who cares?
Yeah, but if you could go and test out a lot of the games.
Well, it's way actually cooler than that because they are getting a full-on licensed Mario Kart game.
Oh, that'd be fun for virtual reality.
And even that, you're like, Mario Kart and VR, whatever. No. Let me send this to you. Nikki, we need to text more because I can't find you on my list here. There it is. These, I mean, people are straight up in reproduction carts, and the carts are awesome. And you wear these wrist straps, so they'll track your arms. And like when you throw a green shell in Mario Kart VR, you literally use your arm to throw
the shell.
Shut up and take my money.
You just got to get to Japan.
I know. And they'll straight up, like, this is not coming home. They're not releasing this in any way, shape, or form that you'll ever be playing on your home virtual reality kit. You have to go to Shinjuku to play this. It looks so freaking cool. Mario Kart's awesome. Come on.
It is. So really, it's not so much the cafe that looks cool or the arcade, but mostly the Mario.
Okay, now, but it's the way you get to play the Mario. I've got Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U. I got it on the Switch. I got Mario Kart. I can play Mario Kart for days. But Nikki, this is a game that's going to turn me into Mario.
Right, I understand.
I'm Mario.
I understand.
Look at me throwing this shell at Bowser.
I'm throwing bananas and all these other things in front of his car.
Come on. That's awesome. What happens when you get to be the bullet? You know what I'm saying? Like when you're the bullet and you're driving, you're like, I'm the bullet. I'm driving the bullet. Don't you want to...
No, it sounds great. It does.
You're not giving it to me, Nikki. Come on.
I'm trying. It sounds fantastic. Thanks. This is the worst part. Ready? Thanks for sharing it with us.
You know what?
No, I'll just go do something else in Japan while you're there at the virtual reality arcade.
You know, they also have virtual reality Dragon Ball Z
where you can...
You know,
it's me, that's worse.
Assume your final form.
Mm-hmm.
They also have virtual reality Evangelion, so you can pilot.
We know too much now. Let's leave some for a surprise.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I really appreciate the will. Like, you were just willing to go all in.
I'll go with you.
Thank you.
I'll just wait outside.
Okay.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot. On Radio U.
You guys know we love Netflix. You do too. You know how we know? Because you subscribed. You know how we know? Because everyone has.
Doesn't mean you're watching a ton of stuff on it, but you know, you've got your movies and shows in the queue, and something comes out and you binge it, and then you're fine.
I finally finished Mystery Science Theater 3000 a couple nights ago.
Did you?
So, yeah. Hey, that took a while. That was 13 episodes, but they're like...
Those are movies.
90 minutes to 2 hours apiece.
Yeah, that's more than just like a quick show.
And sometimes I can't watch a whole one. It's like, I can do 30, 40 minutes of this, and then I gotta take a little break from Mystery Science Theater 3000. But, I had a blast with that. I hope they do another season of that, but I don't know how. That was a kickstarted show. Like, I don't know how that will all work. Well, I said you guys love Netflix, and it's true because according to Lightman Research, they say there are more Netflix subscribers in the United States, according to their estimates, than there are people that subscribe to cable.
Really?
Yes, now.
Not too surprised. Well, I guess I think that the most, like, if you have cable, you still have Netflix.
Yeah, to me, it seems like it overlaps.
One or the other.
But, I mean, there's a little caveat here. If you combine, that's for cable. If you combine cable and satellite, then those numbers combined together are still larger than Netflix. They say satellite, they estimate that number at about 33 million. Cable TV, they estimate at about 48 million. And then Netflix is being estimated at around 51 million. Yeah.
Mm.
So more than cable, less than combined cable and satellite when you put them together. But Nikki, I'm with you. I just kind of assume that
everybody has it.
Yeah. Well, it was weird talking to my uncle the other day. He lives out in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee. So he gets satellite.
So if you get satellite, you probably don't get Netflix because your internet isn't good enough.
He can't get Netflix.
Weird.
And so,
what a weird world to live in if you can't get that.
I know. He has this amazing, amazing house. And it's gorgeous. It would be an incredible place to live.
Yeah.
But the idea of him he has metered internet and he only gets however much a month and then he has to start paying. And it's like, no.
Different world.
No Netflix for
them.
That's
like a vacation world where you go to some place where you're not getting the same.
You want to be cut off.
Yeah, but you can't like use your data. Weird. Weird.
It is bizarre.
But I guess it happens.
It is bizarre. So yeah, Netflix, it's not just us, Nikki. Netflix is big and it's getting bigger. So I guess have pity on your uncle out in whatever. He actually, there's a show he wants to watch on Netflix. And he said, do you know a way that I could get it?
Oh, really?
That I'd be able to watch it.
Well, there's tons of ways. Yeah. But
I told him that. I said, you know, there are ways.
We're not having our hand in that, though.
But
but there's ways.
One of them, I told him, I was like, you know that McDonald's by the interstate? Mm-hmm. I know it's about 20 miles away, but you go down there, subscribe to Netflix, and then download the whole season, and then you could watch it.
Then you go back, and then you watch it that way. That's one way.
They might not appreciate it, but, you know, get some French fries.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the riot.
How lame is a 70-inch TV?
Doesn't sound lame to me.
I mean, come on. Like, most of us, what do we got? 50-inch, 55-inch, 37-inch. Maybe you got all the way up to a 60. But, I mean, like, then somebody's like, how about a 70-inch? And I'm like, can we get a big screen, please? Like, something a little larger?
Screens have gotten a lot larger for cheaper. So have larger TVs than we would have at any other time.
I know, Nikki, but that's why I need something a little better. I need something with a little more gusto.
Is the 70 what you need, or do you need bigger than 70?
I just feel like 70 is a little too mundane. A little too anybody could get one with a credit card. I want something that screams, number one, I'm there.
Well, you want something that says you're serious.
I want something that when people walk in, they go, oh, why didn't you get the big one?
So what size are you looking at?
Well, on sale right now is this, the C-Seed 262. It is a 262-inch TV.
Your wall's not holding that. Your door, your car, there's nothing.
Well, I mean, you are going to have to bring in. Normally, I would mount the TV myself, but this is going to be a team of specialists. And you're probably going to need a two-story room, actually.
I would think so. That's not going over the fireplace.
It's not true, actually. It's only 8.4 feet tall. Hello?
I mean, that's fine, right?
You got a room with a 10-foot ceiling?
You're perfect.
You got room
now,
for this TV?
You also have to realize what the right TV size, though, for your room. This might be too big for where you're sitting
like
at.
I hate it when you talk like this.
And then you don't have an optimized TV viewing experience because you're wrong. You went too big.
Okay. Well, I've got a room that does have 10-foot ceilings. I'm not sure. I've never given any thought to how tall the door is, but that's something I'm going to have
to
start thinking
about. It's not that, probably. I think 9 is usually considered high.
Well, but this is only 8.4 feet tall.
Yeah, but 9's the high doors, so you might have a shorter one.
I don't have a high door. I don't have to duck when I go in.
So you're fine.
I'm about 6 feet tall. So, okay, so we're going to have to cut into the door a little bit. But, you know, we can do it. It's fine. I needed a high door anyway, right? Let's see.
And did you say how much?
It's a width. Oh, okay, now it's 20 feet wide. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that one wall is 20 feet. So I'm going to have to take out.
And you don't want to cover your windows, so.
Well, I'm willing.
Even with it, it's not wide enough.
I'm willing, so we're going to need to take out that one. See, you don't need VR. You got a TV that's so big, you're going to feel like you're right there in the action.
So wait, how much is this?
Why?
You already gave us the sizes, so we want the price.
You're going to refinance, you're going to put it right in the cost.
Is
right
it
there.
More than your house?
No, it's only $38,000.
$38,000?
Yeah, for a deluxe boutique gift item like this.
That's a generous, generous car right there.
A nice one.
It's a nice car.
It's got extras on it.
Yes.
But.
Well, if you stay at home, maybe you can rationalize it that way. You don't go out too often. You want to eat in more?
I was actually.
You want to stay in?
I was going to say you won't need a car with this purchase because
you're not going anywhere.
You don't need to go anywhere. It's all on TV, baby.
The Riot.
Apparently, some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
All right, Nikki, I am looking through a great, great article that is talking about diets through history.
Mm-hmm.
So ways that, across the years, people have always been trying to take a little bit of the weight off and how they doing it. So how about this one?
It'd be funny to see how, like, if they're really different from the ones that are popular now, or if it's basically the same but a different face to it.
All right, here we go. How about the cigarette swap? So they would say, look, instead of eating, just smoke.
It actually would work as a diet thing, but then you might not live long after, but...
They say that...
It would kill your appetite.
Smoking kills your appetite. It also kills your taste buds.
Which is why if you stop smoking, you can gain a lot of weight.
A lot of times... Well, that's the theory, is that people oftentimes, like, they say it's like, well, you want something in your hands, but they also say that food tastes way better because you've stopped smoking. Ooh, how about the vinegar diet? They said it was popular in the 1800s. Instead of eating, just drink a mixture of water and vinegar.
And that'd be kind of like the one that was popular a while ago for us, the maple syrup, water, cayenne pepper, lemon thing.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Kind of like that, where it's just you basically drinking something.
Sounds weird enough to be spot on. How about this one? Fletcherism, they call it. This is the chew and spit diet. So the idea was is that you put food in your mouth and you chew it.
To get the taste of it.
And they say that also, this is their theory, by the way, you got all the nutrients and all the leftovers are where the calories come from. So you just spit the food out.
Oh, so they're saying, okay, because at first you're like, well, maybe you can do that with the forbidden foods, but you're just talking about food in general.
Food in general. So like,
they think they get the nutrients just by chewing it real quick?
Yes. That's not true.
Yeah.
But that's what they thought.
I didn't want to like assume in case I was wrong, but it's like, I don't think that is.
They say that this was something, this particular one was popular as far back as the 1970s, and that was what they called the sleeping diet. When you would get hungry, you just go to sleep. And then... No, Nikki, because what I want to do is...
What's wrong with that?
I want to eat a bunch of pancakes and then go to sleep.
Well, now
not just
we,
go to sleep.
Now we know better. So now you just have half the stack of pancakes. That'd
okay.
be quite a diet. Imagine how rested you would be.
So they say in the Victorian era... They
just wore corsets and kind of body shaped.
Well, and you'd eat arsenic. That's poison.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't work.
But let's put it
People
this way.
People were tiny then. Have you ever been in an old house? Or like
yeah,
an old
I mean,
theater or something, and you hit your head and you're wider than everything.
Yeah.
You're taller and wider.
So they say in the 40s and 50s in the U.S., cabbage soup was a big way to lose weight.
That's still common.
People just keep eating cabbage soup. Side effects include bad breath and nausea. Good one. Let's see. Early 20th century through the 1950s, the tapeworm diet. You just take a tapeworm and then...
It eats the food.
It eats the food and eventually you.
No, you can get it to come out.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm stopping there. So, how about this? The Cornaro diet. This guy cut his food allowance to 400 grams of food, but he ate eggs with some soup... and he lived to be about 100 years old.
Mm.
So he wrote a book in 1588 called The Art of Living Long. Still in print today. And
you could still do it.
Yeah, there you go. So you know what? Here's what I want. I want a diet that lets me eat everything I want and still lose weight.
Well, then you might have to go back to the tapeworm diet.
Tapeworm diet.
It has to be maybe along those lines, the arsenic one. I don't know.
All right.
We need to do some more research.
Imagine a world where the riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Go ahead and grab yourself a barf bag and have a seat. We're going to be a while.
Pull on up. You ready?
Yeah, yeah. You know, we were just talking about those fad diets across the last 500 or 600 years. And one of those that Nikki was, I feel like suggesting and or recommending to me at the end of the...
No, but for your diet needs, the only thing would have been maybe a tapeworm.
You
which
said
I, tapeworm. To me, it's like an urban legend, but I guess you can.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it, but like no one,
I mean,
no one does that,
you can-ish.
Really. Or unintentionally, like you might eat something that has a tapeworm in it.
Well, here's a girl that actually, and this is really exciting, she didn't even have to buy her tapeworm. She just got one.
It came with her food?
Yeah. So she said she was feeling something. I'm not going to go in depth about the sensations that she was experiencing.
Rumblings.
As I will just tell you
movement.
That I know that you have your barf bag, but you're going to need another one if we get into the details, okay?
God, it gets so cold.
The chills.
When you start talking about
chills.
Worms and stuff.
Yeah.
And throwing up and sickness.
So she was, how old is she? She's 8 years old.
Oh, that's even too young to care about diets, too. Like,
well, she wasn't on a diet.
There's no benefits.
They think she got it from some sashimi.
Uh-oh.
Do you know anybody that eats that, Nikki?
Not in this room.
Do you know anybody
no.
that's a sushi fan?
Nope.
Are
Not
you
over
sure?
here.
Are you sure?
But, okay, I'd have to, pros and cons. You know,
okay.
you'd have to, as an adult.
Okay.
I'd have to just be like, well, Are we losing weight because of this? And can I take antibiotics? Like, what do we do? I'm not going to freak out. I'm just like, you've got it. You got to deal with it.
Okay. Well, I want you to know that they got the tapeworm out.
How? Do they just kill it? Like, do they send something down that kills it?
They ended up having to give her some drugs and then remove it via some pulling. So I don't know, how important is that weight loss to you, Nikki? And how much do you like that sushi? How much do you like the sushi?
That's not quite. I wanted to just be told that I could take, like, drink this liquid and it's going to go away.
Okay. All right.
How big's the tapeworm?
Oh, did I not mention?
No, I don't think you did.
It was 8 feet 6 inches.
No, it's not 8 feet long.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
You don't have an 8 foot worm in you?
Nikki, like, your intestines are long.
Not 8 feet long. I reject that, and I say no to you. Nikki. If you say 6 inches long, then we're still talking.
No.
It's not 8 feet long. She's 8 years old.
What do you think?
Like, there's not enough room. Not enough room.
You know what, Nikki? I feel like maybe I should have you draw me what you think your insides look like.
You not good? For 8 feet. That's like a snake thing in there. No.
Yeah, no, 8 feet. And believe me, there's plenty of room for it to grow even larger.
No, there's not.
Okay, all right.
No, there's not.
That makes you feel better.
Yeah, it does.
You know, my thing is, even as a doctor, it would just be like, well, I hope you don't die. See you later.
I can't help you with this.
I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to assist you.
After telling me that you say it's 8 feet long, then of course, yes, now I know that she's feeling it. Because at first, like, well, it's a little baby thing, like an inch.
She's not feeling that.
No, she's feeling an 8 foot long. And yeah, you could pull that out then.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they did. Pulled it right on out. No, no big deal, right? Only 8 feet.
Ah! I'd be like, yeah, I lived 8 years. I don't want to live.
Now that I know this could happen to me.
I don't want to keep going.
And I'm not going for sushi. I don't care who pays.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U. The riot. Fight.
Gotta say a big shout out to Emma, the founder of the feast today. She sent us a bunch of doubloons.
A Costa doubloon.
I looked it up because I've been calling it a doblon.
Which just shows that's how you do it.
So I Googled it and they're doubloons. She says she's a huge fan of the podcast, listens every day. Recently took a trip to Bolivia and thought I would send you some of my favorite cookie candy things.
Mm, and then I looked below. It's a vanilla, like a vanilla flavored cream coated biscuit.
Okay. Which is cookie, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, the rest of the world calls a cookie a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call a biscuit.
It is a biscuit.
All right, it broke open on me. So
it
here
did
we
too. Well, it came from Bolivia, so it had a long way to go.
Okay, all right. It's just like an EL fudge, but with chocolate on the outside.
Well, hello, doubloon. That's pretty good.
Oh, this is good.
That is delicious. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this.
How many did she send? How many doubloons did we get?
I'm gonna try right now, Nikki. I got more. I got another one for you.
This is delicious. So, yeah, it's a Costa doubloon from Bolivia.
How do you describe it? It tastes like a cookie with some kind of a cream filling.
You know the...
And a very light chocolate exterior. There's not very much chocolate on it.
What are those called? They're the flaky biscuit cookie things that have, like, the orange thin layer of stuff in between. Mm. No? Anybody? Wafers?
Yeah. Oh,
the
wafers. Yeah, wafers.
So the inside is like a vanilla wafer sort of thing surrounded by a very light biscuit, and then it's dunked in chocolate.
Yeah, and it...
What was her name again?
Her name is Emma.
Emma. Way to go.
I mean, real talk,
if
Emma.
If we ever vacation together, Emma, we would enjoy the same foods because...
I'm having another one.
Your favorite is our favorite. That's really good.
I know. I really like it.
So that's a Costa doubloon.
All right, well, let's find out. Hang on. Let's say that you had a friend and they were like, those are so good.
You can buy them on eBay.
I want to have more of those. Okay,
Four bags of Costa doubloon chocolate coated biscuit vanilla wafers on eBay is going for what? Around $43?
Oh, doesn't that seem like a lot?
Well, it depends on where they're coming from.
Okay, all right.
You have to, like, smuggle these in from, through customs.
Well, here's a bag for $8.
is on Amazon.
It says it's coming from Puerto Rico. No, no, no. This is also on eBay.
I think it's probably throughout Central and South America.
All right. Well, here's the thing. If that Puerto Rico statehood thing happens, then Amazon has to sell it to me cheaper than
they
that.
They do. It still has to get through.
It's the law.
They do. I don't see them on Amazon, so probably, yeah, just eBay.
That is really good, ma'am. Is there... Well, okay, like, I know there are Japanese websites where you can get people to send you, like, Japanese
Doritos.
Well,
you can also go to a local, like, market for Asian items. So I'm sure you could just go to maybe a local market. And do they carry the Costa Doubloon?
Well, I'm Googling that right now.
Okay, you keep working on it. Well, thanks again for sending that from your recent trip to Bolivia.
Oh, I think, like, these are delicious.
They are. It's a lighter taste.
Yes.
It's light. And this isn't like if you go to, you know, like Europe and stuff where it's a very heavy chocolate, yeah, like real sugar, all that stuff. This has got a very light chocolate flavor.
I actually do think there's got to be real sugar in this, though.
I'm sure it is, but there's something that's light. Maybe it's the biscuit.
Even though I've only had two of them, I'm starting to get
flying high,
that
are you?
Feeling.
You're flying high.
That feeling that comes from real sugar.
It's the Costa Doubloon again. These are chocolate-coated biscuits with vanilla-flavored cream inside.
Oh, it's good, Nikki. Yeah.
Good this riot, is, food fight. You know Very what? Good one.
I just want to say, like, we've done a lot of food fights over the last couple of
the
weeks.
The best out of all of them.
It totally is.
Tops because, any of the Oreos, any of the stuff.
I know. Because, man, we had those pool-flavored Twinkies earlier.
We had cotton candy Twinkies, and those were
They
atrocious.
Taste like pool noodles, guys.
Just
Real
atrocious.
Talk.
The part that keeps me up at night, we paid them for this. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Sometimes you have to apologize to your parents. You do. And you don't want... Nobody wants to. Nobody wants to.
Because, you know, you maybe don't think what you did was wrong.
Right. So it's like... You know what, Mom? I'm sorry I didn't take the trash out. My bad.
My bad.
Okay? It was wrong. Dad, I'm sorry that I didn't mow the lawn, okay? I chose to do what I wanted instead of doing what you asked, and I obviously don't deserve punishment, but you know where I'm going here. I'm sorry.
But you have to apologize.
Dad, I'm sorry that I emptied your savings account and I spent... all of that money on this mobile game.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
We talked earlier about the giant TV. Hopefully you didn't undo the bank account for that.
Here you go, man. There was a kid, this is in China, who did in fact find a way to get access to his dad's savings account.
Yeah.
He set up a debit account in an online game that he was playing, just a mobile game on his phone.
How much did he charge or rack up?
Over $7,000. In mobile purchases.
That's a lot of gems.
That is so...
That's more than real gems. That's more than real life ones.
It is so much.
But how old was he?
He's 11.
11. Aw, but he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Like, he was smart enough to set it up. He obviously then got a hold of the debit card, used it, and entered the information. But he doesn't understand probably money quite to that degree.
Oh, dude, like...
I mean, who grown-up-wise have gone through that amount of money?
Unbelievable, man. Like, they interviewed, this is on a network in China, they interviewed the boy who actually did it, and he was just like, yeah, I wanted to get a new character, but I wanted to get some new outfits for him. The outfits were about $100 a piece.
What game is this?
I don't know what the name of the game is, and it's like, it is apparently, they say, one of the most popular mobile games in China.
Wow, but with prices like that.
Well, you know
I
what,
I thought
though?
You were going to say like 99 cents, and he bought 7,000 things.
If you go into some of the more popular mobile games, and like, dude, I just don't do mobile games. It's like the pay-to-play, like, I just don't.
Well, I do a lot of PC gaming, so
yeah, I just,
you're into the bigger style.
Not with my phone. And so when you go and look, like, the amount of money that you can spend in almost any mobile game is insane. Like, I was looking at, I think the last one that I played pretty intensely was Tiny Death Star. Mm-hmm. And they had like $5 purchases, $25 purchases.
There's $100 ones.
They had $100,
yes.
$250, and $500.
I've seen now, a lot of those.
And my first thought was, well, that's wishful thinking. Nope, it's not actually. It's not wishful thinking. Those options are there because people are like, well, I'm going to be five of these $100 packages. Can't I get a deal?
Well, what you need to do is get a hold of your dad's debit card. Just see what you can get.
Dude.
Nothing says Happy Father's Day. Happy like him Father's getting Day. That notification that that much has been spent on his card.
Okay. Okay, Dad. Okay. Okay. All right. I did something wrong. Okay. I was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. And I'm sorry. But Dad, Happy Father's Day. Okay. All right.
That'd be maybe the day to break that news.
I'm sorry that I emptied your savings account on Father's Day. I'm really sorry.
So just pay attention.
But at least we can be together because that's the only thing we can afford now.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh no, I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
We're sitting in here eating Twinkies and Oreos, buying stuff.